$6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.45. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.55. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Tonight's broadcast will be powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C on Thumb Sailor. We've been breaking down the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and their story thus far in the season. Well, they finished last season with a 10-11 mark. And of their last 14 games, they would win two, lose two, shampoo, rinse, and repeat in 2013. This season, the Green Machine has shown they can play and beat anyone on the court at moments, having taken out USA on the road, but then have lost to the likeness of Cassidy at home. Their last game Wednesday against Bay City All Saints was a 2-point overtime road victory, 68-66. They're currently on a one-game winning streak coming off of that overtime victory, defeating a much-improved Catholic squad of Bay City All Saints on Wednesday. With a victory tonight, the Lakers would improve to 6-5 on the year and continue their three-game road trip with Vassar this coming Wednesday. A 6-5 start would match last year's start through 11 games as well. It'd also snap a five-game losing streak to the Pirates dating back to the beginning of the season in 2012. It's time for another quick break. When we return, we'll break down the Harbor Beach Pirates and the WLW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Harbor Beach.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.ramseyfh.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebewing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He is clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Valley W Sports, your home for high school basketball, football, and everything in between. Broke down the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road in Harbor Beach. Let's take a look at the Pirates. They're 6-1 overall, losing their first game to USA in the season, and six straight wins since. They're 3-0 in first place in the Greater Thumb East Conference, having knocked off divisional favorite Marlette at home about 10 days ago. Last time Harbor Beach and Lakers met was March 6, 2013, districts at USA, with the Pirates taking the W 58-45. They played three times last year, in fact. This season, Harbor Beach has had three games canceled, and John Mooney, riddle me this, there are 30 days until districts begin. Harbor Beach needs to get 12 games in still after tonight.
Do you believe in doubleheaders?
Might as well do it. Overall, the Pirate Cannons fire 60.1 points per game and allow only 47.5, so a plus 12.6 point advantage for the Harbor Beach Pirates. At home, the advantage grows a bit, with Harbor Beach averaging three more points and give up 2.3 less at home, allowing 45.2. So 18.25 point hill for opponents to climb while they're on the Sunrise side. Now with John Mooney, we take a look inside the Harbor Beach huddle.
Clark, Coach Ron Rubel's 6-1 Harbor Beach Pirates are led by senior all-everything guard Eli Kraft. Now, they do boast a very, very quick attack. They have a bevy of sure-handed guards, and they make a living off the fast break. What they're looking for is creating easy baskets, and, of course, they want to make sure that they go ahead and move down the court before their opponents can even set up a defense. You have 6'0" junior forward Josh Shelke and 6'1" sophomore center Cody Seaman. They're solid scorers. Particularly, Cody Seaman is deadly with the tray.
Harbor Beach is currently on a six-game winning streak. The last loss was 51 days ago against USA at USA in the first game of the season, 42-57. Right now, we're going to take a listen in to our national anthem being sung by Harbor Beach High School senior Halima Akel. And that was Halima Akel, senior here at Harbor Beach High School, singing the national anthem. Let's take you through the starting lineups for both teams. First starting for the visiting Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Number 12, a 6'3" sophomore, Trent Cunningham. He can shoot the ball very well. 24, 6'3" senior, Aaron Christie. Number 30, a 6-foot senior, the point guard, Jared Schutte. He has that ball and a string, folks. Number 42, he can do it all, and he has the work ethic to prove it. A 6'6" senior, and Paul Zwemmer. And number 50, a 6'3" junior, Dakota Valentine. A very tall lineup for Lakers as they're facing a very short lineup for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Starting for Harbor Beach, number 10, a 6-foot junior, Josh Shelke. Number 20, 5'10" senior, Eli Kraft, the point guard. Number 32, Nick Hessling, a 6'2" senior. Number 35, Colin Cook, a 5'10" senior. And number 40, a sophomore. He's 6'1", and his name is Cody Seaman. John Mooney, last thoughts before we start here.
Well, actually, you know, it really kind of depends on what style of a game that we're going to see. If the Lakers slow it down, become more deliberate, forget about the tray shooting, and take the ball inside with their strength with Paul Zwemmer, they could come out of here with an upset win. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're going to want to run. And they've got the happy hands to do it.
This is our third attempt to broadcast a Harbor Beach game and our first success of the season. This will be the first time since December 11th that the Harbor Beach Pirates have played twice in the same work week. Mind you, that was their first and second games of the season about 51 days ago. So, Harbor Beach trying to find a rhythm, Lakers trying to continue what they have. Like we said, they started out the season at 1-4 and have since won four of their last